Hello, this is a dictation for Mr. Daltonia Pang. Mr. Daltonia Pang is a victim of an automobile accident when he was sideswiped in his car as a front seat passenger, leading to mild to moderate headaches and with dizziness. And he started having pain in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, left hip and left knee as a major issues. Currently, after the treatment for all this time, he has been doing physical therapy and conservative treatment, medications, and he has received few injections, one lumbar epidural injection, one knee injection, and one hip injection, and also into the tendon injection for infra and suprapatellar. The patient reports that he has almost 60 to 70% improvement in overall pain. He reports his neck pain to be 7, mid-lower back pain is 5. There is no pain in the middle of the back. The left hip pain is only 2 and left knee pain is only 2. However, he wants to also contemplate surgery and wants to have an opinion from the surgeon. He reports that the lumbar epidural steroid injection helped him incredibly, almost 60%. And the pain is very minimal. He can bend down, he can walk, and he absolutely has been improved. And lumbar epidural steroid injection has helped, knee injection helped him, and hip also is completely okay. And he can bend down all the way. Pain level is only 4, and ADLs are not affected. And in the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych only headaches and weakness, and he does not report any other symptom. In the pain and numbness, ongoing stiffness in the shoulders, and stiffness in the neck and lower back, along with pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and hip and the knee on the left side. No symptom in GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. Actually, there is almost 70% improvement. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 128 over 81, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is similar from previous visits, which is 1-11-2023. Dictation number is 0113-059. the general review is the same. The range of motion of musculoskeletal examination. In the musculoskeletal examination, the range of motion is normal completely, cervical spine. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the thoracolumbar region, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 30, hyperextension was not painful. All the maneuvers in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Soto-Hall test, myelopathy signs are all negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Bregar test negative. Kemp test is negative. Femoral nerve stress test negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Both the sacroiliac joints are non-tender. Standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Faber test is negative. Gonsolin test is negative. And Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination do not reveal any major issues. Mild tenderness in the supra and infra patellar tendon is present. but rest of the knee examination is completely normal with no tenderness to the collateral ligaments and the McMurray-Stein, Steinman-Stein, negative valgus varus abnormality absent, anterior drawer, posterior drawer is absent. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to basically send the patient these following medication, which are Mobic, and other than that, patient is provided a brace for the knee, for the right and the left, to help him with the walking. He's also referred to a chiropractor, and he's referred to Dr. Mohan Neurosurgery for a consultation regarding his issues with the cervical disc. Other than that, there is no other issues. In the lumbar spine, the MRI was showing a physiological bulge, so no issue. And then here, the tear at the acetabulum labrum area leading to left hip joint effusion, for which a intra-articular injection was provided. In the knee, there was an anterior cruciate ligament sprain, but it is also improving. The MRIs, other than that, were all negative, including the MRI for the... So, he'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.